This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Wisconsin's transportation fund has reached a point where there are more road projects than there is road funding. And this day of reckoning has been a long time in the works. Lawmakers and governors have ignored warning signs and repeatedly put off the toughest decisions. In our final installment of a week-long series on transportation, Sean Johnson reports.
When events repeat themselves, people will sometimes say, it's like Groundhog Day. They're talking about the movie starring Bill Murray. His character famously wakes up to Sonny and Cher on his clock radio.
Then put your little hand in mine.
And he gets anxious when he wakes up the next morning to the same song.
Then put your little hand in mine.
Didn't we do this yesterday?
I don't know what you mean.
No! Don't mess with me, pork chop.
Murray relives the same events over and over again. Every day is Groundhog Day. It's an apt metaphor for Wisconsin's transportation debate. Back in 2006, for example, Republican Assemblyman Mark Gottlieb chaired a special committee on transportation. It produced a report that explored new ways to fund roads.
Revenues was obviously always going to be the most challenging thing here.
Flash forward to 2013 when Gottlieb was Wisconsin's transportation secretary. He chaired another special committee that produced another report that explored new ways to fund roads.
Transportation fund revenues available over the next decade will be inadequate to preserve the current condition of our network.
2 years later, the legislature's budget committee ordered Gottlieb's DOT to produce yet another report on road funding. Lawmakers also ordered an audit of the DOT. Republican Senator Robert Coles, the audit committee's co-chair, was among those bothered when the audit found major cost overruns for highway projects.
This is a very, I would call, consequential audit that points out a number of problems.
The audit felt new, but in 2003, a similar audit also found cost overruns for highway projects. Coles was frustrated after that audit, too.
Is the agency ever going to get real about what dollars they have and what dollars they can spend if we don't deny them a few dollars? I don't think so.
But the state didn't cut DOT spending. And even when Democratic Governor Jim Doyle used the transportation fund for other bills, he borrowed money to partially repay it. After Republicans took complete control of state government in 2011, Governor Scott Walker attacked the state's reliance on borrowing.
These are no longer options, and their use has only delayed and worsened the difficult decisions we must now make.
But with Walker opposed to tax or fee increases, he borrowed too. And by 2015, debt had gotten high enough that Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss was pushing back.
I mean, if we're not going to create any new revenues, maybe we don't have any new bonding. So there's a lot of options in the middle.
The state ended up borrowing $850 million for roads in the last budget. This budget cycle, Walker and Voss are at it again. It all feels familiar, like events are repeating themselves. But in budget debates, as in Groundhog Day, eventually things change.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Today is tomorrow. It happened.
When Bill Murray's Groundhog Day finally ends, everything works out for the best. But depending on your perspective, Wisconsin's transportation debate may not have a happy ending. Walker's budget would delay and cancel road projects. Some Republicans are calling for tax increases. And debt has hit an all-time high. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And now joining us in the studio is Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson, who's been digging into Wisconsin's transportation debate all week. Sean, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What's interesting about this transportation debate is the Republican stance on it. For many years, Republicans have been united on most of the key issues. And this seems to be the first one that they've really become divided on.
Really, since they took power in 2011, you haven't seen an issue like transportation that has divided them so publicly. You saw a little bit of it last session when it was the last issue to kind of hold up the budget. And you're seeing a lot of it this year when you actually have the governor and the assembly speaker really publicly sparring over transportation. I mean, the governor's out there standing up to people who want to raise the gas tax. He's talking about people in his own party who are talking about raising the gas tax. And you have the assembly speaker talking about how it's irresponsible to keep borrowing for roads and how the state can't afford to put these projects off. He's talking about the governor's budget when he says that. So It's highly unusual to see Republicans sparring that way. And that's really why we've been talking about it this week. You have these transportation funding issues that have been a long time in the making, and they're coming to a head.
So what else are you hearing from Republicans as far as what to do as they move forward on this?
Well, I mean, you look at some of the places that Wisconsin used to go when it had budget issues. One thing you can do is you can raise revenue. So you can do that for transportation in a couple of big ways. You could raise the gas tax or you could raise vehicle registration fees. The governor has said pretty firmly he doesn't want to do that this session. Another thing you can do is you can cut projects. In the past, that was somewhere that lawmakers and governors really didn't want to go. But you're starting to see it this session. The governor's budget decided to abandon plans to expand a stretch of Interstate 94 west of Milwaukee. We found out this week that his administration is going to abandon plans to expand Wisconsin's Interstate I-39/90/94 north of Madison to the Dells. So you're starting to see the real repercussions of not doing anything to change transportation funding and projects being taken off the books.
So what does the future of transportation look like?
I still think there are going to be lawmakers who want to change this transportation budget, who want to make a push for projects in their districts. And so without taxes or fees, they're just going to have to get more creative to do it. One of the things that they've been comfortable with doing in the recent past is taking money from the general fund, which is money that's set aside for schools and healthcare, and spending that money on transportation. The state has a surplus of revenue coming into the general fund this session. And so you've heard some lawmakers say, hey, maybe we ought to use that for roads. It's kind of a slippery slope. I mean, the more you do that, the more it becomes accepted, the more schools and healthcare in this situation would be losing out on money that they would otherwise get.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. You can hear all his transportation series stories online at WPR.org/roads. People say, hey.